Good morning, Giselle.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias to you. Now, 2006, it's kicked off so long ago. The festival must have grown significantly since then.
Oh, it's crazy just to think that we've been around for over 10 years. Like, this is our 11th edition. It's just from strength to strength. So we're really happy to come back with a new vibe this year.
I'm excited to see what you've got. I mean, 8 different feature films. What are you highlighting for this year's festival?
Well, this year it's our first feature film competition. So that's the 5 films in competition with from a jury. It's a very lovely three lovely people who are donating their time, as we all do. So those are Jules and the Royce, which are our opening night film. We have Walking Distance, a fabulous Mexican film. The Dreamer from Peru. We got Road to La Paz from Argentina, and all wrapping it up Between the Sea and Land from Colombia.
Now, that is a huge breadth of countries to be dealing with. I imagine they've all got their very different take on cinema.
Absolutely. And the thing is, like, this year we went from something called bold, unique, and distinctive. So we wanted stories that were not about your stereotypical, but just really strong. And we also wanted to support new artists. So 4 of those are actually first-time directors. So it's quite exciting to have 4-time directors, to have women, 6 shorts that were also curated by film festivals from around the world. So we got 6 film festivals that have a similar vision to us curating the shorts for us this year.
That is absolutely lovely. Look, does Sydney have a big Latin American culture?
Yeah, it does. It's quite amazing. And it's grown. I think that's one of the things that I've seen throughout the years, is that it's so much going on. Like, it's just from, couple hundred people coming to over 5,000 over the weekend. So it's actually quite astonishing.
That is a huge number. I mean, that's how do you fit everyone in?
We try our best. We really want people to get their tickets in so they don't miss out. We don't want people to feel disappointed.
Well, please don't, because it kicks off on the 8th of September, doesn't it?
Yes, and it's a great party. Like, you know, I know that's a cliche, but we do great parties. So it's the opening night. We have Jules and the Lotus, which is a very quirky and funny Brazilian film. Highly recommended, of course. And then we're going to a massive party at Cruise Bar with Criolla Collective. And if you haven't seen, check them out. Some great funky samba 70s tunes. And then we have DJ Don Juan also playing some salsa music. So it's going to be lots of fun, canapes, a drink on arrival. So much happening.
That actually sounds absolutely lovely. And just as I said before, it's a not-for-profit organization. You guys give back to a lot of important organizations around Latin America and Australia, don't you?
Yes, we're actually quite pleased. We have the 2 recipients this year. One is called Sepia, and it's from Costa Rica. And the second one is Trabajo y Persona from Venezuela. And they just sent us a lovely message saying, thank you very much for supporting us. So the first one actually is, the objective is to break the cycle by supporting children in their academic and personal development. It's in a very impoverished area of Costa Rica. So we're very pleased they got the money. And the second one, quickly, it's in Venezuela, where most people would know the situation is quite dire, and it's giving people a different opportunity to learn woodwork, especially youth, and maybe get some work.
Giselle, it sounds absolutely such a good cause and such an exciting festival. Thanks for sharing it with Breakfast this morning.
Thank you for having us.